Good evening, everyone. It's Saturday night, and I'm just kind of waiting for Rosette and Mark to show up for our evening services, so I thought I would play a couple songs for you while we're waiting for them to come. And we may do this. We may fill in from time to time with some music. I like music. I think it's good. And so we very well may, from time to time, fill in with some music. This one we're going to play right now is... Call from every stormy wind that blows. I'll just read you a verse of that. From every stormy wind that blows, from every swelling tide of woes, there is a calm, a sure retreat, 'tis found beneath the mercy seat. What would we do without the mercy seat? Well, the next one we're going to play is Tell Me the Story of Jesus. The story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Okay, the next one that I'm going to play is called... Let's see here. What do we want to play here? This is from 147 of the Old School Hymnal, and it's called Sweet Rivers. Thank you. wonders of redeeming love, why, just before mine eyes, had I the pinions of a dove, I'd to those rivers rise. I'd rise superior to my pain, with joy outstrip the wind, and cross old Jordan's stormy main, and leave the world behind. Let's see what other ones we might play. Here's one called Our Father Cares, on 157 of the Old School Hymnal. Heavenly Father knows all we need before we ask. Here our Heavenly Father knows and He cares. Here our Heavenly Father sees every sparrow when it falls. Here our Heavenly Father sees and He cares. Psalm 159, Did You Think to Pray? Ere you left your room this morning, did you think to pray? In the name of Christ our Savior, did you sue for loving favor? As a shield today, oh, how praying rests the weary. Prayer will change the night to day. So when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. When you met with great temptation, did you think to pray? By His dying love and merit, did you claim the Holy Spirit as your guidance day? Oh, how praying rests the weary. Prayer will change the night today, so when life seems dark and dreary, don't forget to pray. Well, how about How Firm a Foundation? This is in page 161. Thank you. refers to that, how firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Well, what about Martin Luther's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, page 166. Since I played that one, as you can tell. Okay, let's try. A lot of these that I would play, you probably wouldn't recognize, so I'm trying to play ones that you might be able to connect with. What about More About Jesus? 193, More About Jesus. Jesus would I know, more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. Well, let's see if there's any others in here. How about My Hope Is Built on Nothing Less, The Solid Rock, page 203. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust his sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Well, let's see what else we have here. There's a lot of them I'd like to play. for you in here, but I'm afraid that you would not recognize them. Even if I read the song afterward, it probably wouldn't be that meaningful to you. So I'm trying to stick with ones that you may have heard of in the past and that you could connect to. Let's see here. Let's see. There's a lot of really good songs in this book. I'm going to play. Now, you aren't familiar with this, but I'm playing this for Mark because it's one of his favorite songs. It's on 272 in the old school hymnal. It's called Wait and Murmur Not. With a different song. I guess I have to skip that one. Thought I knew it, and I guess I don't know the music to it. What about I Am Thine, O Lord? I have heard thy voice. Closer drawn to thee. Draw me near, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Let's see here. What other ones do we want to play? How about Jesus paid it all to him I owe? Crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Well, I'm skipping a lot of these. If you get a chance, get you an old school hymnal. You can get it from the old school hymnal in published either out of Birmingham, Alabama or Ellenwood, Georgia. Or you can get a hold of the Primitive Baptist Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm sure they would see that you could get one as well. Let's see what else we got about. What about we'll understand it better by and by? Tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests oft succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist have rolled away, we'll understand it better by and by. Let's see, what other ones can we play that you might recognize? See here. O Come Angel Band, 377. This sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph is begun. O come, angel band, come around. Come and around me stand. O bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. O bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Safe in the arms of Jesus. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'er shaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Hark to the voice of angels, borne in a song to me, over the fields of glory, over the jasper sea. How about the unclouded day? Page 390. Thank you. tell me of a home far beyond the skies, though they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. They tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Well, what about Where the Roses Never Fade? Page 398. City where the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I'm going to a city where the roses never fade. How about farther along, 403? Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Well, let's see. How about Victory in Jesus? I'm expecting Mark and Rosette anytime I'm down in the little meeting place, and they're up at the other place. So when they come, I'll probably bring this to a close. Victory in Jesus. Now, we changed this, the words of this, in the old school hymnal. It says, then I repented of my sins and saw the victory. We didn't win the victory. Christ had already won the victory. We just saw it, didn't we? Okay. Thank you. whole story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and saw the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Well, let's see. I'll just keep playing until they show up. What about leaning on the everlasting arms? What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Glad we have his everlasting arms to lean on, especially in this day and age that we're living in. Come on in. Come on in. Well, here they are. They're coming in now, so I will conclude this little hymn playing on the keyboard. Welcome, Mark. Welcome, Rosette. And welcome, Tulip. I've just been playing some of the old hymns for the people to kind of get started tonight. I always think it's good to be able to play some of these old hymns once in a while. I think it's comforting to us. We can sing them, we can play them, and we can live them. That's the important thing, is being able to give us meaning in our lives. And so we're going to now sing some of these old hymns for you. Do you have a selection, Mark? Mm-hmm.
212, Poor, Weak, and Worthless.
212. This is called Poor, Weak, and Worthless. Though I am, I have a rich, almighty friend. Jesus the Savior is his name. He freely loves and without end. Mark, you want to start that one?
Poor, weak, and worthless though I am, I have a rich, almighty friend. Jesus the Savior is his name. He freely loves and without end. He ransomed me from hell with blood, and by his power my foes control. He found me wandering far from God, and brought me to his chosen fold. He cheers my heart by once supplies, and says that I shall shortly be enthroned with him above the skies. Oh, what a friend is Christ to me.
Oh, for a breeze. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't see it. Okay, on the mountain's tops appearing.
Okay.
211. This is taken from the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, verse 7. Mark, you want to start that?
Yes.
On the mountain's tops appearing, lo, the sacred herald stands. Welcome news to Zion bearing, Zion long in hostile lands.
Morning captive, God himself will loose thy bands. Morning captive, God himself will loose thy bands. Has thy night been long and mournful? Have thy friends unfaithful proved? Have thy foes been proud and scornful? By thy sighs and tears unmoved? Cease thy mournings, I am still as well beloved. Cease thy mournings, I am still as well beloved. God thine eye will now restore thee. He himself appears thy friend. All thy foes shall flee before thee, hear their boast and triumphs end. Great deliverance Zion's king will surely send. Great deliverance God's king will surely send. Peace and joy shall now attend thee, all thy warfare shall be past. God thy Savior will defend thee, victory is thine at last. All thy conflicts end in everlasting rest. All thy conflicts end in everlasting rest.
A little bit low for me, Mark. Do we have any other ones? Do you want to sing any of the Psalms or anything? Or? Let's see. That usually picks one out of the Psalter. Can you hand me that Psalter, Mark? Okay.
Oh.
Page 52. And what psalm are we singing?
Psalm 100C.
100C, Rosette's chosen. Mark, you want to?
Yeah. Make a joyful noise.
Go a little higher, please.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations.
Okay. Well, I want to let people know that we have Walt talked to me today and asked to change the topic on TalkShoe. He was thinking about talking about dispensationalism and futurism, but he's decided that that would be taking too much on his plate. So he wants to just go through and talk about the first chapter of Galatians. So him and John have agreed to be moderators on Monday night. So I sent the announcement, the changeover on the discussion. I tried to send it out to everybody so we can be prepared to talk about the first chapter of Galatians. That's Monday night on TalkShoe at 6 o'clock Central Time. And you know, there's many times when we don't understand why God chooses to do certain things with certain people. We've been kind of studying through the book of Chronicles, and we know about how that God had anointed Saul to be king, and then Saul was disobedient to God, and God took the throne from Saul and gave it to David. And I want to just read a little passage in the 11th chapter of 1 Chronicles, and then we're going to go back and look at a passage in the toward the end of the second chapter of Acts that we've talked about before. Mark, why don't you read for us one through three of 1 Chronicles 11.
Okay. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, Behold, here are thy bone and thy flesh. And moreover, in time past, even when Saul was king, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord thy God said unto thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over my people Israel. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to king to Hebron. And David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel.
Now, so here we see that God not only anointed David, but the people also anointed David to be their king. And then I want to now go back to Acts, the second chapter of Acts. And I want to look at something here that we've talked about before. I find this absolutely amazing. It shouldn't be amazing, but it is amazing to me. My little finite mind, wrapping my little finite mind around this is amazing. Before I go into this, I just want to say that there are many things in the Bible, I can say this firsthand, there are many things that are in the Bible that have been kept from us over the years. And you know, I don't understand why. Well, I guess I do kind of understand why. If a person has a particular doctrinal bent, they will try to justify their doctrine by eliminating scriptures that seem to obliterate their doctrine, especially the Arminians. Of course, there are so many scriptures that obliterate their doctrine. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. You know, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. He's chosen us in him from the foundation of the world. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. All that the Father has given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. God has given him power over all flesh. All of these different scriptures, okay? And so, I remember when God revealed this passage that I'm getting ready to share with you, when he revealed this to me, it was a great defense against the lies of dispensationalism. I will say this that I'm going to go over tonight. It's a great defense against the lies of dispensationalism. Now, when Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me. Okay. Christ did not say there, I am the way, the truth, and the life for the New Testament saints. And no man in the New Testament comes to the Father but by me. He didn't say that. He did not exclude the Old Testament saints. He said, no man. Okay. When he said, all that the Father has given me will come to me if there are New Testament saints. No, he didn't say that either. And Paul didn't say there's only one mediator between God and the New Testament saints. Paul didn't say that either. And where the scripture tells us, Paul again, Paul says that he's given a name above every name, that every one of the New Testament saints should bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He didn't say that either. Now I want to look here in the second chapter of Acts. Now again, it's really important to see who it is that is speaking here. Now, this is Peter. This is Peter speaking. And Peter is speaking by the Holy Spirit of God. And he says, beginning with verse 22, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved by God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." Now here's where it gets really interesting. "For David speaketh concerning him." Who is David speaking concerning? Who is David speaking about? He's speaking about Christ. David, did you hear that, dispensationalists? "David speaketh concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face." So whenever you hear someone like Dr. Wayne House or some other hyper-dispensationalist say that there's no way that God could have revealed himself to the Old Testament saints, they're lying about Scripture. Because David says, speaking concerning Christ, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved." Now for the Christian, what happens to the Christian when he is given a revelation of Christ? What happens to the Christian when he is given a revelation of Christ? What happened to David when he was given a revelation of Christ? Well, it tells us here in verse 26. "Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope." That's every one of God's elect people. That's what happens. Our heart rejoices, our tongue is glad, and we have hope of the resurrection, don't we? I like that song, "Oh say but I'm glad, I'm glad, oh say but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh say but I'm glad. Would you come to him with all of your cares, weary and worn and sad? Jesus has taken my burdens away. Oh say but I'm glad." That's what David's saying here. What was David glad about? Glad about the fact that he knew that Jesus Christ was going to raise from the dead, and that gave him hope. That gave him hope. He says, "Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One," both in capitals, Who's that speaking of there? Jesus Christ. Thou wilt not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Did Jesus Christ see corruption? No. You say, well, yes, he did. He was in the grave. No, he didn't see corruption. You know, he didn't see any corruption. He says, thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Who made known to David the ways of life? Well, who's he speaking of? He's speaking of Jesus Christ. Note that, dispensationalist. David is saying that Jesus Christ made known to him the ways of life. And he says, David says, thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Another word for countenance would be presence. David experienced the presence of Jesus Christ in his life. Peter continues, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, he's saying David was a prophet. Being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. How did David know that? Did you see that scripture, verse 30, dispensationalist? What do you do with that, Mr. Dispensationalist? David was a prophet. And it had been revealed to him that God would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses, not just the New Testament saints, but also David, an Old Testament saint. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended to heaven, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let the New Testament people surely know. Is that what it says? Verse 36. Did it say, just let the New Testament saints know? Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom he crucified, both Lord and Christ. Well, that's what I wanted to point out tonight. And that was pretty brief, to the point. God reveals himself to whomever he chooses to reveal himself to. That includes the Old Testament saints. That includes infants. That includes John the Baptist while he was yet in his mother's womb. That includes people that are mentally limited. God can reveal himself to anyone. If God can cause a donkey to do his bidding, you don't think he can cause any of his creation to do whatever he wants to do? Yes, he can. So that's the message for this evening. Do we have a final selection?
434.
434. 434. We do plan on being up at the Joplin Sovereign Grace Baptist Church tomorrow to have fellowship and worship with Michael Smith and his family. 434. Let's see if we've got just the same to do. Just the same today. Mark, you want to lead that?
When Moses
go a little bit higher.
When
Moses and the Israelites from Egypt's land did ray, behind them were proud Pharaoh's host, in front of them the sea. God raised the waters like a wall and opened up the way. And the God that lived the olden times is just the same today. He's just the same today. He's just the same today. The God that lived the olden times is just the same today. When David and Goliath met the wrong against the right, the giant armed with human strength and David with God's might, God sent a stone by David, sling the giant low delay. And the God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. He's just the same today. He's just the same today. The God that lived in olden times is just the same today. When Daniel, faithful to his God, would not bow down to men, and by his enemies were hurled into the lion's den, God shut the lion's mouths, we read, and robbed them of their prey. And the God that lived in olden times is just the same today. With Pentecost and fully come and fire from heavenly fall, the Savior with the Holy Ghost baptized them one and all. 3,000 were converted and were added right away. The God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. He's just the same today. He's just the same today. The God that lived in the olden times is just the same today. Well, I hope that this has been a blessing, and God bless you, and hope you have a good weekend, what's left of it.